is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Welcome, one and all. It is our Open Lines, Open Idea program here on KGMI. 360-676-5464 is our phone number. Maybe something's been burning up in your brain through the day. You got to get it out. Well, this is the place you can do it. Call us up and we'll put you on the air. You can tell, maybe not the world, well, but we do post the show on KGMI.com, and it does stream on the internet. So I guess we could say you tell the world, you at least tell our community how you're feeling and what you're thinking about a specific issue. And it is really all about your ideas and even opinions. So feel welcome to call us anytime, 360-676-5464. Just a little bit of, I guess, housekeeping? Well, maybe not. Maybe more than that. Because Spring Fling is upon us, and we've been telling you for the last few days, you've been able to go by one of our three great sponsors of Spring Fling this year. We're doing a little different. You can go anytime during business hours to Walls and Windows, Robinson Hardwood and Homes, or Dworden Bodie. And there's a poster there. It's got a QR code, and that's the thing you shine your phone on. It's a little square that has the little you call it polka dots, but they're more like square shapes in there. And your phone can figure it out and take you to the website. Actually, just takes you right to the entry blank. You fill it out then virtually with your phone or your device. Simple as that. But tomorrow, it's our first day where you can register on our website, kgmi.com, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., courtesy of Robinson Hardwood and Homes. You can just go to kgmi.com, follow the link, just click on the link. It'll take you right to the entry blank, and you can fill it out. We'll pick finalists, two finalists from our entries tomorrow between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. So it's just as easy as that. You can enter from home, from work, wherever. So go to our website, kgmi.com, tomorrow. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, the 5th, Cinco de Mayo, and sign up anytime between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. And we'll be running promos to remind you through the day in case you forget. And then we'll have other opportunities, obviously, coming up. This is going to go on for a few weeks here in May as we're right in the heart of spring. So we want you to take part in Spring Fling. We're excited to have it back. And really happy to have our partners with us, our great local businesses that'll help you spruce up your surroundings. And with a $2,500 shopping spree, nothing to sneeze at there. If you're heading into Walls and Windows, Robinson Hardwood and Homes, or Dworden Bodie, or any combination of those three. So we'll keep you up to date on other ways for you to register to win as well with Spring Fling. And I heard that story that Forrest had in our newscast about the vaccines being offered today and tomorrow at Boundary Bay. And that brought to mind our poll over the weekend. We asked, vaccination sites around the country are offering incentives, including free donuts, beer, and even cash. What incentive do you need to get a shot? And most in this, not even $1 million, 41% say. Which is discouraging, I guess, because they say we need 70% or more to get the shot to get close to herd immunity. 29% say just the knowledge that my loved ones and I are safer. That's heartwarming. 23% said a promise that I'll never have to wear a mask again. I guess that's legitimate. And 5% said a beer would be nice. So if you need a vaccine, you can head down to Boundary Bay downtown. Starting right now, I guess, from 4 till 8 today and tomorrow. And you get the shot. It's free. You don't have to have insurance, any of that. It'll just fix you up. Give you a free beer if you're of age, a root beer if you're not of age. So, and I guess that would be, 16 and over are eligible for the Pfizer shot anyway. And they're looking at making that, lowering that age to 12-year-olds, 12 to 15-year-olds. So my daughter's already asking if she can get the shot. So we'll see what they do. I don't think they've okayed the the shot yet for that young of kids, but it sounds like they're gonna, and we'll move forward with that. But lots to discuss today. There's an interesting article in the Seattle Times today about renewable energy, and this was a hot topic in the state legislature this year, as it has been in the last number of years. It's an important policy for the governor. Obviously, he ran for the president based on climate change. You know, his whole campaign revolved around dealing with climate change. And we've passed laws back in 2019. The state passed laws that mandated us to expand renewable energy and clean energy sources, and to basically turn our backs on coal. And so there's a project that's planned over near the Tri-Cities. This is a front page article in the Seattle Times today about this project that it's a $1.7 billion project that would establish a wind farm and a solar farm on this a good-sized ridge that sits above the Tri-Cities there, Kennewick, Pasco, Richland. And also Benton City and Hedges, I'm seeing here. West Richland would be, I guess these turbines would be in the sight of many folks down there. And there's opposition to this, but there's a lot of support, including farmers who have struggled to make a living for generations on some of the land that would be used for this wind farm and for these solar installations. And so there's a tug of war going on down there about whether this project should move forward or not. It brought to mind a project that was planned here a number of years ago. This was a while back. I want to say 10 years or more, maybe. That was maybe not quite that long, something like that, though. But there was discussion of a wind farm, and maybe not even a wind farm. It might have been just one wind turbine up on top of Galbraith Mountain. And people who would have to have their view disturbed, or that felt that their view would be disturbed, or that they would be disturbed seeing a wind turbine in their range of sight as they would look out from their property across Lake Whatcom and to the west or to the southwest, and see this giant turbine up on the top of Galbraith Mountain were shattered by the thought. And I don't know. I see these wind farms. I feel they're kind of intriguing. They're stark, obviously. They don't look natural per se. Obviously, they obviously look human made, but they don't. I don't find them as, say, disturbing as other installations you might see on the horizon. I know that's and that's been the main complaint, I guess, down here in the Tri-Cities, that people would have to look up and see these on the ridge, and they'd see them as an eyesore. But I don't know, you look up, and I know the developer who was talking about this project here, who eventually gave up on it, was said to me at one time that I just think of people looking up and seeing their energy being created up there on the mountain and on this ridge above the Tri-Cities. Wouldn't that be some level of comfort? I think it's worth a discussion. And anyway, other folks have said it on this program before that, when we produce energy, there's a downside to every way that we produce it. And I guess, and that can't be denied. And I think ultimately, though, the thought is that we find the method of producing energy that creates the least disruption, or the least the least interference with our natural world, and that would include how it affects us psychologically and. So lots in play here. I know it's hard to say that you should have a windmill placed in your range of vision. But then again, how much of your range of vision do you really have control over? Yeah, I remember I talked to I have a friend who lives up and has for many, many years, lives up on Alabama Hill and had unobstructed view of Bellingham and the bay from up there, and some neighbors, and this was along the railroad trail, what is now the railroad trail, had been the railroad track at one time that went from Lake Whatcom down to the bay. He and some neighbors had tried to gain control of some of the property that was in front of them that potentially would block their view if it were developed. Well, they weren't able to do that, and the development came, and they lost a chunk of their view. And all of a sudden, they're looking at neighbors instead of looking down on the cityscape and out onto the bay and the islands and that natural view that they had. And so, I mean, how much do we really control all these things? And do we have a right to complain if someone builds something miles away that we happen to see and we consider an eyesore? Lots to discuss here on KGMI Connects, and we want to hear from you regardless of what is on your mind. 360-676-5464 here on this pretty darn nice Tuesday afternoon.
When you make Spring Creek by Bonaventure your home, you're not only getting the retirement of your dreams, the simplified lifestyle you deserve, and a spacious suite, you become part of our community. At Spring Creek by Bonaventure, new neighbors become best friends. Book a tour at retirementperfected.com or call us at 360-746-2432 and discover what it means to live life on your terms. Come in today and learn how we can save you thousands. Once again, that's retirementperfected.com.
The guys at AirTech Heating know you've been spending more time in your home, a lot more time, and that does not look like it's going to be changing anytime soon. So, why not install an air conditioner and update your indoor air quality this spring before the hot weather hits? Call AirTech and have your new air conditioner, heat pump, or ductless system installed today. For more information, call AirTech Heating at 734-5010 and online at airtechheat.net. And stay comfortable year-round.
Hi, this is Marcia Neal from Vibrant USA. Are you living without health insurance because the premiums were just too high for your budget? It might be time to take another look. Under the recently passed American Rescue Act, individual plan premiums may become more affordable. Call today and one of our knowledgeable agents will be happy to assist you. There is never a charge for our services, so don't wait. Give us a call now at 866-733-5111. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you looking for a vehicle that can adapt to all your adventures? At Dewey Griffin Subaru, that's exactly what you'll find when you check out the SUV for all you love, the 2021 Subaru Forester. The Forester doesn't just fit your lifestyle, it maximizes it with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and 33 miles per gallon. You'll love the extra spacious interior, and with EyeSight Driver Assist technology and automatic pre-collision braking, Subaru is dedicated to keeping you safe as you tackle life's greatest adventures. Stop in for a solo test drive today and discover what makes the 2021 Subaru Forester the SUV for all you love at Dewey Griffin Subaru. And if your vehicle needs service, check out Dewey's Express Service Center. It's fast, convenient, and best of all, there's no appointment necessary. Stop by for your next oil change or any other minor maintenance, and you'll get a free car wash with any service. Dewey Griffin Subaru. Community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru certified tire and service center in the county.
Staying connected with your community each Saturday at noon with KGMI's Community Connection as local business leaders share their expert advice. Sponsored by Lighthouse Mission Ministries, Dewey Griffin Subaru, Feller Heating and Air Conditioning, Columbia Fire, and Vibrant USA. Community Connection, Saturdays at noon on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
As we got the program underway, I was talking about vaccines being available this afternoon, this evening, and tomorrow evening at Bellingham, or at Boundary Bay Brewery in downtown Bellingham. Also at the Bellingham Technical College, the vaccine clinic, they're open tonight. They're open till 6, and they're open again Thursday and on Saturday. And got a public service announcement that they do have openings today. 4 to 6, they're open. So they just opened, and they do have openings. They're welcoming walk-ins. So a number of places you can go get a vaccine right now. They prefer a form of ID or driver's license, but not required for a vaccination at BTC today. They're open till 6 down at Boundary Bay. I believe they're open till 8 o'clock. You can get and at Boundary Bay, you get a free beer, I guess, along with your vaccination. So opportunities to get them. And, a few weeks ago, I know I was complaining that I couldn't find one, and now they're everywhere, it seems, just about, and real easy to get. So it makes sense for us to go forward, move forward, get the vaccination, there are a number of things playing here. I know I and if you know I mean I listen to KGMI. I hear KGMI all day, and I hear the many hosts that we have on this radio station, and many of them lean conservative, obviously, and they tout the Trump administration for Operation Warp Speed and credit the Trump administration for. For the manufacturer, the swift okay of these vaccinations that we're seeing. And yet it seems that many of his most ardent supporters, President Trump's most ardent supporters, aren't getting it, don't want it. But they say, hey, look, the great thing you did, but I don't put it in my arm. I don't know. It just seems a little unusual. But and another thing, too, we heard a lot about was so-called cancel culture, and one side of the spectrum is blamed for this type of cancellation, and is not blameless. I'll admit that I think that liberals, progressives are quick to shun those within their ranks that don't march in line with the company line, I guess, or are perceived to. And not hold pure liberal or progressive thought. But now I'm looking at what's happened to poor Liz Cheney. Never thought I'd say those words, if you know how I lean politically. But here she's being drummed out of her looks like she'll be drummed out of her leadership positions in Congress because of her her position on President Trump and the impeachment and the January 6th insurrection, that she's standing by her principles. She's making this stand. She's never been, like I saw one commentary, doesn't have a liberal bone in her body, is a dyed-in-the-wool conservative, if there ever was, and comes from, true conservative stock, obviously, but kind of all of a sudden the bad guy in the room. But let's go to the phones. Whatever's on your mind, we want to hear from you. 360-676-5464. Bill in Bellingham joins us. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill, I have some good news for you.
Okay.
On these vaccines, if you've had both your shots, they give you a little piece of paper. And it says the date and the time and the place you had your shots.
Right.
That little piece of paper is going to become almost like a passport to get on an airplane with Delta or Alaska Airlines. You've got to have proof of your shots. Well, that's the only proof you got.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's going on, and I think it's wonderful of these people to do it. If you go into Office Depot and hand them your little square piece of paper, they will emboss that in fiberglass. They'll put a fiberglass sheet on either side of it and seal it. Then it becomes almost as rigid as a credit card.
Okay.
And it fits in your wallet. Or you could punch a hole in it and hang it on a string around your neck.
Uh-huh.
But they're doing it for free, Joe. And I think the public really ought to know that, because that dumb little piece of paper, if you're having to carry it with you all the time, is going to get worn out real quick.
Well, that's a good point. And there are some, there's a local business owner too that has done that. We did a news story a while back. I know the mail store there in Barkley Village, they're doing it there. He owns several of these businesses, and I forget the other ones right offhand, but I'll look them up. And there, and you can have it done for free there as well. I talked to him a few weeks ago, or a couple weeks ago. So yeah, that's great advice. And I think, like you say,
we need some happy news out here someplace, and that Office Depot people are doing it for free.
Office Depot, okay.
You can't beat the price.
Yeah, I'll say. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
You bet. Yeah. All right, have a good day, Joe.
You too. Take care. Thanks for your call. And, you know, he's right. It's going to be required by some organizations. You got to think. And, students returning to the UW or Washington State University campuses in the fall will have to have proof that they've been vaccinated. Let's go back to the phones. John in Ferndale joins us. Hi, John.
Hey, Joe. There was a study. I'm sorry, I don't have the authors of it, but I heard about it today, and I'll try to get that information for you tomorrow. But okay. Basically, of the people who aren't getting vaccinated or who are hesitant, right, it turns out that like a big chunk of them, like 35%, if you offer them $100, they'll get the vaccine. And, you know, I honestly cut them a check. If that's what it takes for them to be a good American, you know, because our goal as Americans is to reach herd immunity. And that's our duty, right? To keep our country strong. I just don't understand how people who, you know, like when I was a kid, I felt like a pincushion. Oh, you got to go get a polio shot. Oh, I don't have polio. Well, you don't want to get it, do you? Oh, now you got to get a tetanus shot. Now it's like, okay, and you know, and as you grow up, you realize, well, shots are not fun, but science and life, and you know, you don't want to deal with sickness. But now all these people, right, they don't need science anymore because they've got Trump, and Trump trumps science. He trumps the government, he trumps Liz Cheney, he trumps everybody, right? And I just don't like you said earlier, I do give credit. It's the only thing I give credit to former disgraced President Trump, and that is the vaccine program. He didn't screw that up.
Okay.
Like he did with the super spreader events and, you know, lying to us and telling us, oh, the vaccine or the virus isn't bad. It's nothing, right? And then telling Bob Woodward, oh, it's terrible, Bob. Oh, it's a killer, Bob. I just wish people would get over themselves. If we ever want to go back to normal, you people got to get vaccinated.
All right.
If you want to stop wearing masks, you people got to get vaccinated.
All right, that's one. And that's I guess a more forceful message than Dr. Fauci would bring, but pretty much the same one. But I think we have to remember that it's not just conservatives, it's not just supporters of President Trump who are saying they won't get the shot. There's a sizable number of Democrats and liberals, and it's an issue, this idea of vaccination and resistance of vaccination, one of those issues that goes all the way around the horn, and the two sides meet at the opposite end, and in some cases, and there are people from both sides of the perspective or both sides of the spectrum that refuse it. But quick break, back with more fielding your calls here on KGMI Connects.
Robinson Hardwood and Homes. Whether you repair, restore, or have new hardwood floors installed, you want professional and trustworthy service. Robinson. Visit Robinson today if you're looking to redo your floors. Their dustless floor refinishing makes refinishing efficient and easy. Their knowledgeable experts know how to get the most out of your floors. Robinson. Providing guaranteed quality, guaranteed service, guaranteed for life. Robinson. Learn more online at robinsonhardwood.com.
This is Russ at Linen Manor Assisted Living. While the world has changed, the needs of our seniors have not. At Linen Manor, we offer independent and assisted living, as well as memory care. It's your private apartment. You don't live at our work, we work in your home. We have 24-hour nursing staff, weekly housekeeping, 3 daily meals, on-site beauty salon, and activities to keep both mind and body young. Find value in community living. Visit our website at lindenmanor.com or call Janet for more information.
We don't have the usual traffic jams that they
July 4th.
In 2 months, let's celebrate our independence as a nation and our independence from this virus. We can do this. We will do this.
Encouraging signs in the fight against COVID-19 in California, our Steve Futterman explains.
Los Angeles and San Francisco, California's two largest cities, have seen large enough decreases in COVID cases, deaths, and hospitalizations to be moved into the state's lowest restrictive tier.
It opens the way for businesses to increase capacity. Storms have spun up twisters, dropped heavy rain and hail from Mississippi to West Virginia over the last 2 days. An EF2 tornado touched down yesterday south of Dallas-Fort Worth. National Weather Service meteorologist Jennifer Dunn says there were injuries and some significant home damage.
Maximum winds with this tornado were around 120 miles per hour. That was determined to be here along the Highway 77 area.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
All right, Ant Patrol coming through. Is that a cookie crumb? No more cookies. We've got ants, people. Leave no trace.
Dealing with ants and feeling overwhelmed? BioBug can help. Even just a few ants in your kitchen can mean a whole bunch of ants in your walls. And as a wood-destroying organism, they can cause serious harm.
That's why BioBug uses the latest pest control technology to provide long-term solutions and immediate results. Protect your home when you call BioBug today. Service you can trust. Experience you expect. Go to BioBug.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
And no topic as off bounds here on KGMI Connects. Let's go right back to phones, and Paul in Oak Harbor joins us. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, what's on your mind today? Go ahead.
About the so-called vaccine, that really is an experimental therapy. That there's other therapies for COVID, but we don't want to talk about those, and we're sticking this therapeutic, experimental therapeutic drug in people's arms, hoping it works. And it doesn't really give you immunity. It might lessen the symptoms or lessen the effects of COVID, but it definitely doesn't give you immunity. But we're all locked into it being a vaccine. But it's not really a vaccine.
Why do you say it's not a vaccine?
It's not tested. It's not done as a vaccine. It's being marketed as a vaccine. But it is technically doesn't fall under the parameters of what the CDC calls a vaccine, But that's what it's being touted as. But it really isn't. Doesn't fall within the guidelines of a vaccine.
Well, I know the Moderna and the Pfizer are a different type of, they have a different type of effect and function within the immune system than say the polio, the vaccines we become accustomed to that used a form or a disabled virus of some sort, of that illness that would prompt an immune response, and that this works in a different way, as I understand it, just directly in how the virus would communicate with cells. It disrupts that. So it's a different method of preventing the infection to happen. But in that sense, it is a vaccine, is it not, if it's preventing the infection?
Well, it's a therapeutic drug that helps dissuade the side effects of COVID. It is not a vaccination. It does not give you immunity. Hmm. It lessens the effect. So it's being marketed as a vaccine, and people are calling it a vaccine, but it really isn't a vaccine. If we go back to the definition of what the CDC and the medical people call a vaccine, it's not really a vaccine. Okay. It's a therapeutic drug.
I'll look that up. Check it out.
Liz Cheney is a rhino like Romney is, so she gets what she deserves.
Okay, all right. So you're all for seeing her drummed out of her leadership positions, at least, huh?
I got no problem with that.
All right, Paul. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Thanks for listening down there in Oak Harbor, for sure. Let's go to Jean in Bellingham. Hi, Jean.
Oh, hi, Joe. I was calling to make a couple comments. First of all, it is a vaccine. It helps to increase the antibodies in the body. And it takes about 14 days for that to happen. And so when we have our antibodies increased based on what the vaccination is, that helps to fight off the virus. So that's one thing I want to say. You know, we have Moderna and we have the Pfizer, which are mRNA vaccines. And when we have, you know, the J&J, which is a more of a standard vaccine, the point of it is that, you know, they're all about at least 90% effective. So that's one thing I want to say, contrary to what that last gentleman said. It is a vaccine. I've been in healthcare for a long time, been an RN over 18 years. Okay, I know what I'm talking about. I took pathophysiology twice, and that's a long story, but I moved from the state to move to Washington, University of Washington. That's why I had to take pathophysiology again.
You're a little bit muffled, but I think we got the ball. I would agree. It seems that a vaccine, by definition, is preventing infection, and this doesn't. You know, this vaccine, as I understand, there have been cases, quite few cases of people that have been infected by the virus after they've been vaccinated. They call those breakthrough cases, but there have been a last count I saw were a couple of hundred here in the state of Washington out of millions of people that have received the vaccine. So it seems to me that this is a preventative measure. And that's what a vaccination does, isn't it not?
Okay, right. But there's a lot of variables to that situation where the person ended up getting COVID. First of all, we don't know if they actually protected themselves for at least 14 days after the vaccination. We also don't know if when they walked in to get that vaccination if they had COVID symptoms or not. Okay. We don't know that. So we can't base it on saying, okay, the vaccine is no good because, you know, some people have gotten COVID anyway. The bottom line is, looking at all the vaccinations that are out now, do more harm than good. And the point of it is that if people want to get rid of this COVID nightmare, they need to get vaccinated. Now, if they have a medical problem, respiratory problem, or, you know, mental health, whatever that is, then they can discuss that with their doctor and weigh it. But the point of it is what they're saying right now, we're not going to reach herd immunity until people get on board with taking the vaccines. And to be honest with you, I'm more upset with the anti-vaxxers than I am with people that are medically compromised. Because the anti-vaxxers can say everything against a vaccine.
Okay. And once again, Gene, you're kind of a little bit muffled. It's hard to understand exactly everything you're saying. But I would agree that it seems that this is a vaccine. It's not a therapeutic treatment. It's something that is aimed at keeping the virus from gaining hold in a person's system if they're exposed to it. And it has been tested with thousands and thousands of volunteers. It did come on the market very quickly and was given this emergency okay in a very short period of time. And I know that's led to people's doubts and concerns about it, but it sure seems like it's a better bet and a much safer bet than going without it and taking your chance with the virus. But we want to hear from you. Let's go to Robert quickly here in Bellingham. Hi, Robert.
Hey, a friend of mine just said something to me on the phone last night that made me think, and he said, your body produces the vaccine, which was a little different way for me to think about it, because my understanding is that the injection that we're getting actually works by getting inside a cell, and then the mRNA produces a protein, which is then what is the vaccine. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what I understand.
So what they're giving us technically might not be a vaccine, but it's causing our body to then produce something that we then develop resistance against.
That's how I understand it, and maybe I'm wrong, but I, like you say, it tells our cells to produce this, and this RNA, it's a messenger protein. It's not DNA. It's not the building blocks of life. It's a protein, but it's how cells communicate.
But Yeah, but we're not actually developing an immunity to what's being injected. We're developing an immunity to what the body produces.
Right, and the body
so that
then
might be a technicality that people are getting into when they think it's not a vaccination.
Yeah, it kind of closes off this access point that the virus would use to get into the cell and infect it, rather than, as I understand it, creating antibodies against it. I don't know.
What it's doing is the mRNA is producing the tail of the virus, is my understanding, or some portion of the virus that we then develop antibodies against that.
Okay.
But technically, maybe that is considered the vaccine. That's what I didn't even occur to me until my friend said that to me last night. That could be the technicality that some are missing.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Anyway, that's the only, I just wanted to mention that. Just occurred
appreciate
to me
it.
Last night.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
And it would be great. I'll see if I can get someone who can really explain this exactly how it works. But the folks that I've talked to that do understand it, that's the impression they've left with me, that this basically what Robert said, it teaches your body to basically put its own armor up against this virus. But we'll take a quick break. We got other folks on the line. We'll get right to you here on KGMI Connects.
Now you won't have to wait in line, be turned away, or hear, "We're totally full," the next time your car needs collision repair. Number one automotive body repair, Bellingham's premier facility for brand-certified collision repair, is doubling in size. Number one automotive body repair offers the most advanced, state-of-the-art services north of Seattle. On the corner of Bakerview and Hannigan, part of the number one collision group.
Are you looking for a vehicle that can adapt to all your adventures? At Dewey Griffin Subaru, that's exactly what you'll find when you check out the SUV for all you love, the 2021 Subaru Forester. The Forester doesn't just fit your lifestyle, it maximizes it. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and 33 miles per gallon, you'll love the extra spacious interior, and with EyeSight Driver Assist technology and automatic pre-collision braking, Subaru is dedicated to keeping you safe as you tackle life's greatest adventures. Stop in for a solo test drive today and discover what makes the 2021 Subaru Forester the SUV for all you love at Dewey Griffin Subaru. And if your vehicle needs service, check out Dewey's Express Service Center. It's fast, convenient, and best of all, there's no appointment necessary. Stop by for your next oil change or any other minor maintenance, and you'll get a free car wash with any service. Dewey Griffin Subaru. Community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru certified tire and service center in the county.
Hi, this is Marcia Neal from Vibrant USA. Are you living without health insurance because the premiums were just too high for your budget? It might be time to take another look. Under the recently passed American Rescue Act, individual plan premiums may become more affordable. Call today and one of our knowledgeable agents will be happy to assist you. There is never a charge for our services, so don't wait. Give us a call now at 866-733-5111. We look forward to hearing from you.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon. Let's go right back to the phones. Jim in Bellingham's been holding on. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Joe. How's it going today?
Very good, thanks.
Well, I'm going back an hour or so into Dennis Prager just because he keeps trashing the left, which I'm definitely probably consider a left-winger. And he had a black woman that got pulled over by a policeman, and she was calling him a murderer and all these other things. And I thought she may have been, you know, responding. It was a tough call to say who was right on. But he just started trashing and said the left produced her because she said she was a teacher. And so he went into all the litany of, you know, how bad things are in our schools. And I would just point out that if we're so bad on the left for teaching, and he mentioned O'Reilly was on before Bill O'Reilly. And so he said, I'm very truthful when I write these history books. So I just point out a few truths here. Yeah, if you're familiar with Howard Zinn, does that name ring a bell at all?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he wrote a book that is used in curriculum sometimes, part of the curriculum. A people's history of the United States. And he's very truthful, but he says things that the right wing, which Dennis Prager certainly is, never mentions. You know, they always say we're the greatest country in this, and I don't denigrate the United States completely, even though I'm a left winger. I try to be honest that there's some good things that we do and some very bad things we do, and I've gone over many of them that they never point out the Philippines at the end of the Spanish-American War. We killed probably in the hundreds of thousands of them that were just trying for their freedom. And Indonesia, there was a million deaths that we supported Suharto over Sukarno in the 60s. Chile under Pinochet, you can remember that. Henry Kissinger helped organize that. That was a terrible crime. I think it's,
as you say, it's important to do self-analysis and you know, take a look at the actions that we've committed as a country and both the good and the bad. And they are there, and they are a part of our history and can't be denied. And I think it's unhealthy to deny them. At the same time, that it's not it can't be the focus. It's like we as individuals. I mean, we all, you know, admit we've done things we're not proud of. Maybe those are the things that keep us awake at night when we're tossing and turning and can't go back to sleep. And, you know, but ultimately, most of us anyway, we care for ourselves and we want to do better the next day. And I think that's what we have to do as a nation. Thanks for your thoughts, though, Jim. And let's go to Rich in Ferndale. Hi, Rich.
How's Joe today? Hey,
very good, man. How are you doing?
I'm not bad. It's the sun came out. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It's great. I was listening to only the second half of the show, and everyone was talking about the vaccines. And I've done some research regarding that a few months back. And I know you had said anything that prevents infection is a vaccine. Well, ivermectin prevents infection. And it's not talked about. It's not tested in this country. Several doctors have advocated for it. They've lost their jobs over it because you don't speak out against big pharma. And everything I've read about the vaccines, it does not prevent infection. You are just immune to the effects of it. And from what I remember from school, our bodies are full of all kinds of viruses. And they lay dormant and at bay until we get our immune system gets weak. We want to say a lot of us have staph infection in us. We have a lot of things in us. And that's just part of life because we catch it from other people and either you get better or you die. And there's proof of that, the mask thing. But we're not supposed to, if you're vaccinated and you're around other people who are not vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. Why? Because the vaccinated are still infected, and the ones who are not vaccinated are not immune to anything, are not immune to the effects. So I think the mask mandate proves to me that you're still infected, and you still carry it, you still transmit it, and it still mutates even when you're fully vaccinated.
Well, but the mask mandate has been relaxed now for at least, you know, the CDC has come out and said you don't have to wear a mask if you're outdoors. And
right.
Things are starting to ease.
Outdoor no mask has always been the case.
That's not true. As long as you could distance.
They said it was fine.
One thing about the ivermectin, you brought that up. And I've looked that up, and I've seen articles on it, and what they say about this is that in spite of what a few are say about this, that it there's no clinical proof that it had done that
is a they won't test it.
Why not? Why wouldn't they test something that is effective? Why wouldn't
I know the answer? Joe, the answer is they couldn't declare an emergency because it's an on the shelf drug. You can't have an emergency if you have an immediate drug to treat it.
I don't believe that the whole system is that corrupt.
Big Pharma, Joe. Big Pharma is the height of corruption in America.
Wow.
Minutes 3 years ago did a whole story on how corrupt Big Pharma is. The head of the DEA quit over a year-long case they built against Big Pharma, and the Justice Department refused to press charges. That was about 3 years ago. You can look that up. It's jaw-dropping.
Okay, well, I'll check it out, but I don't, the left does a lot, and I know you're leaning the conservative side, Rich, but the left also rails against Big Pharma, and at the same time, I tend to think that the people that have been working on these types of issues, infectious diseases, and watching for something like this to come along, they, if there was something that could easily have tamped this out, I think they probably would have done it. And I don't know. I don't see the widespread conspiracy that wants to keep this as dangerous and horrible and scary as possible to make money off it. Maybe there are those who would jack up the price of toilet paper and sell it on eBay for an outrageous amount back to or hand sanitizer, as we heard back at the height of the pandemic when it first happened. But I don't know that there's a conspiracy that broad. But we got other folks on the line. Thanks for your call, Rich. We'll be right back in just a moment here on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
The guys at AirTech Heating know you've been spending more time in your home, a lot more time, and that does not look like it's going to be changing anytime soon. So, why not install an air conditioner and update your indoor air quality this spring before the hot weather hits? Call AirTech and have your new air conditioner, heat pump, or ductless system installed today. For more information, call AirTech Heating at 734-5010 and online at airtechheat.net. And stay comfortable year-round.
Not enough money left over at the end of each month? Then let West Edge Credit Union help you get ahead. Transfer your high-interest credit card balances to West Edge Credit Union. They're offering 3% cash back on the balance transfer amount with no transfer fee when you transfer balances to your West Edge Visa credit card. Earn up to $600 and save on interest. This offer is good through May 31st, 2021. West Edge Credit Union, on the corner of James and Alabama. Some conditions apply. See West Edge for details. West Edge Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
When you make Spring Creek by Bonaventure your home, you're not only getting the retirement of your dreams, the simplified lifestyle you deserve, and a spacious suite, you become part of our community. At Spring Creek by Bonaventure, new neighbors become best friends. Book a tour at retirementperfected.com or call us at 360-746-2432 and discover what it means to live life on your terms. Come in today and learn how we can save you thousands. Once again, that's retirementperfected.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Just a few minutes left here on KGMI Connects. Let's quickly go to Michelle in Bellingham. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Joe. And to the point of some of the callers, what people need to realize is that this virus is far and away the most unusual virus ever to be unleashed on mankind. And we can argue how it got unleashed, but the fact is it's an incredibly dangerous and vicious virus. However, it's getting less and less so because of vaccines. I say only in the sense that it's a statistical only. It's tragic, obviously, for the eight people involved. But only eight people died in the entire state on May 1st and 2nd, according to the state dashboard. And that, in other words, the death rate has plunged since April 1st to where it was at the low point around September and October before the winter spike, you know. And the big thing is we have to remember that this virus is so unusual that the Pfizer and the Moderna, I can speak to those, and I've had the Pfizer for 3 months now, the Pfizer and the Moderna are there are different types of vaccines, but they are designed to combat the spike protein of this virus, mm-hmm. because the mutation too. Apparently, it works on the mutations at least to this point. Now we don't know about the far future.
Right.
The New York Times made a big deal yesterday about the fact that this virus will probably never go away entirely, which I believe is true. No virus ever has.
Right.
And we also have a situation where we have the lack of herd immunity. The only way we can really get herd immunity is through vaccines, unless we want to let another 500,000 people die.
Well, and that's what
it boils down to.
Yeah, exactly. And I just the idea that we shouldn't have taken any steps to deal with it. We'd be looking at what's happening in India now, where it's horrendous.
Indeed. That's a good point.
And and also another eye opener was I heard today that they rattled off the number of cases in India, second only to the United States. So that's
They say it's far more there. They're not likely adequately counting.
You're likely correct, but it is something different than we've encountered
one
before.
One other thing, Joe. Remember that in Whatcom County, outside of the 45 or so tragic deaths in outbreaks in nursing homes or long-term care facilities in Whatcom County, we have had 60 weeks now since we were struck by the virus in around March 10th and of 2020. And of the 60 weeks, we've lost less than right around 45 COVID-designated related deaths.
Right.
Now, that means less than one death a week on the average in a county of 220,000 people. Now, that's not to make light of it, but it's saying, yes, this is serious, but it isn't serious enough to close down society. We need to get our businesses open, wear masks when as long as we need to, and all that. But please get everything going because it's crucial for our success as a society. And I thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle. Yeah, and part of that, I think, is to get vaccinated, obviously. And to help us to reach that level of herd immunity, there are always going to be people that won't want it, won't be able to get it, and that's understandable. But the majority of us can. And when they say we need 70% or more to get that level of vaccination or that level of immunity, where we do have this so-called herd immunity, it's just a matter of saying okay, and. Maybe it's wrong to say this, do it for your neighbor, do it for your community, do it for your family, for that matter. So many of us have gotten the shot. Today I saw the governor said 54% of folks here in our state, 54% of those eligible have gotten at least one shot, 38%, so pushing 40%, are fully vaccinated here in the state, and people aren't dropping like flies from it, but we still are seeing outbreaks, and it is a real thing. And I know there are a lot of folks that still don't think it's real or think there's something nefarious behind it, and that it's a move to control. I'm not in that camp, obviously, but this is where you can come and express those opinions or any others. It's KGMI Connects. We appreciate everybody's input today. I mean, it makes us all think, makes us dive into do our research, and you hear something, you say, well, that doesn't sound right. It makes you look it up and come to your own conclusions, which is what we all need to do. And ultimately, we'll get through it. But thanks for taking part here today. We'll be back tomorrow with more KGMI Connects and more of your ideas, thoughts, and opinions. And our afternoon news is next.